I'm Robin Rylett, and in the studio with me today is John Elliott with the Portland Symphony Orchestra. And John, what is your official title?
Oh, it's a long one.
It is
Director of Education and Community Engagement.
And that is such an important thing that symphonies do. And John is here to talk to us today about the Discovery Concerts. These are designed for the young and the young at heart. And I must say, John, you're looking a little spacey today. I don't understand why.
I've just been thinking a lot about the solar system, Robin.
Really? Why?
Well, we've got this fun concert coming up, and we're calling it Solar System Symphony. And so my head is sort of, you know, it's in the stars.
You're in the clouds.
You're in the clouds
and the stars. Yeah. Well, tell us more about it. What is the Solar System Symphony all about?
Yeah, you know, we love our Discovery Concert series, and we love our audience for Discovery Concerts. And part of that audience has told us that they really like science, they really like space. We've done space-themed shows before, and so we wanted to kind of revisit that theme. And so we'll be focusing in March on just our home in the universe, just the solar system.
Well, I think everybody right now who's listening is probably thinking of one composer that I'm sure we will expect to be hearing.
Yes, indeedy. That's right. A big chunk of the show will feature Gustav Holst's Suite from the Planets.
And will there be visuals with this concert?
I believe so, yeah. We're really trying to put something great together for that.
Well, and you never know what exciting thing might happen just days before the concert, even. You never know.
That's true.
The solar system is an exciting place.
It's a very exciting place right now. We're learning so much every single day about this solar system that we live in, all of the planets in the solar system that we live in. And we're even fighting about which ones are planets. Like, there's a lot to talk about here.
Well, you know, and in the ancient knowledge of things, they would talk about the music of the spheres, you know, which is really an interesting concept, too.
So true.
Yeah, so true. So what kind of things do you think that the children will take away from a concert like this?
You know, one of the things that I absolutely love about especially all music written about space is that it inspires wonder, and it inspires, you know, a deep feeling of the need to explore and to see faraway places. And so much of the music that's written about space really brings that emotion up for me. And I think that's such an important emotion to instill in young people, to go out and to explore and to understand and see the world that they live in. And so, you know, Gustav Holst's The Suite from the Planets is a great example of, you know, a collection of movements that tells such a rich kind of visual story using sound about each of the planets. They're so distinct, you know.
They are.
Mars is so aggressive and so kind of big and scary, the god of war. But Jupiter, the bringer of jollity, is light and fun and just...
It's full of good cheer.
It is. And it's to have all of that music in one piece is really something to be able to hear in one concert.
So I'm interested in if you have a story to tell about perhaps even just one young person that you know has been affected by the Discovery Concerts.
Oh, absolutely. We hear a lot of stories from parents, from all kinds of folks who tell us that, you know, Discovery Concerts were day one of a really exciting journey for their children. Mm-hmm. So a good friend of mine, Emily, recently dropped me a line and said that she had attended a Discovery Concert with her daughter and that she got to meet a trumpet player from the Portland Symphony Orchestra. And that trumpet player let her play his instrument at our instrument petting zoo before the Discovery Concert. And she got to put her hands on the instrument. She learned how to buzz her lips.
Oh, wow.
And
exciting.
She made a sound on the trumpet, and it was just a revelation. It was a big day. They went to the concert, and then they went home, and all her daughter could talk about was, when am I getting trumpet lessons? I want a trumpet. I want a trumpet mouthpiece. And so, you know, we've been in touch since then, and they have pursued private lessons. She's learned a number of instruments, and it just sort of, you know, lit this fire to express herself through music in this young person. And we just love that. That's why we do this kind of stuff.